What is the third commandment? What does this mean? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The way of the Ten Commandments is a simple way. God promises a certain kind of future to you, and then he commands you to live in the way of that future. A time will come when there will be no other God worshipped on earth but the Lord alone. You shall have no other gods, he says. And therefore, he commands you to fear, love, and trust in him above all things. Time will come when every voice in creation, from the angels in heaven to the deepest sea creatures, will proclaim and praise the name of the Lord. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord. Therefore, God calls you to get on board with that future, to call on him in every time of trouble, to pray, praise, and give thanks. Now we come to the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Here again, God points to the future by speaking of a holy day. A time is coming when our Lord, in his final appearing in this creation, will make time itself holy. That day will be holy because on that day there will be no sin and no evil. It will be a perfectly righteous day. How do you live in the spirit of that future? 4,000 years ago, God commanded Israel to remember the Sabbath day by resting. Since he rested on the seventh day of creation, he commanded Israel to do the same. In fact, that's what the word Sabbath means. It means seventh. You almost have a sense of that just by the word itself. Sabbath, seventh. The Israelites honored and hallowed the day of the Lord by remembering the seventh day and not doing any work on it. We no longer do so. And how do we get away with that? Christians meet to worship on the first day of the week. For 2,000 years, Christians have called Sunday their Sabbath. And how is it then that we can actually change this commandment, which says to rest on the seventh day, or to keep the seventh day holy? There are some churches, such as the Seventh-day Adventists, who say that we should not do so. They say that we should keep Saturday as the day of worship and that we are sinning by not keeping that day. But for the vast majority of Christians, the first day of the week has now become the day of the Lord. How do we get away with that? Well, the answer is simple. We did not change this commandment. Jesus did. Jesus changed this commandment when he rose from the dead and made every day holy. You see, when Jesus rose from the dead, he revealed that he is the Holy One. As you just sang in the hymn of praise, you alone are the Holy One. The question no longer is, how are you going to keep yourself holy? The question no longer is, how are you going to make this day or that thing holy? The question is, where does the Holy One rest? That is, where does the Holy One, Jesus, dwell? For if anything will be holy, it must have Jesus, the Holy One, who is risen from the dead. And the good news is that Jesus dwells and rests in every day. As he said to his disciples after his resurrection, I am with you always to the very end of the age. He is not with his people only on Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday or Thursday. Jesus is with his people every day of the week and every week of the year and every year of your life. Or as St. Paul says in the first chapters of Colossians and Ephesians, the fullness of God dwells in Jesus, and Jesus fills all in all. He is there before you wake up. He precedes the dawn, and he still shines on you after the sun has set and your eyes have fallen into sleep. Jesus has filled every day with his holiness. So the question is, how will this holiness touch you? How will the holiness of the Holy One fill your day with such holiness that you are aware of it and you trust in that holiness? Well, in our gospel reading for today, we have the answer. Because there in our gospel reading, we had two examples of how people worship. In the first example, we have a man come before God and say, "Lord, I thank you that I am so good." Now, there's a prayer, huh? "Lord, I thank you that I tithe and I fast and I do all the good things you have told me to do. Thank you, Lord, for making me swell and for making sure I'm not like that man over there." Then we have another fellow who stands before God and can't even lift his eyes up to heaven, and he says, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." Instead of coming to God with what he can do, he comes to God confessing that he can do nothing. He truly rests from his labors. He even rests from resting. He does not go to God and say, "See how I rest on your Sabbath day." But he says, "Lord, give me the rest that I need." There is how God's holiness comes to you. His holiness comes to you not as you do certain things, even a thing called resting, but his holiness comes to you as you receive the Lord himself in his mercy. And the way you do so is through his holy word. Listen to the examples of three people. I've made them up from a bunch of different people I know. I've made them up from you and from other people I know in other places. First person is Eleanor, and Eleanor's feet hurt. Her feet hurt so much that she cannot really get out of the house. The best she can do is wake up in the morning and say her prayers, and then get through the day with as little pain as possible before saying her prayers again at night and going back to sleep. She cannot go to church. She does not understand how the internet works. She does not care to understand how the internet works, and she is never very good at tuning the radio, and therefore, she waits with eager anticipation for her pastor to bring her Holy Communion on the third Thursday of the month. Another person is David. David works three 12-hour shifts on the weekend. It wasn't exactly the job he wanted, but it brings insurance for the family. Therefore, he cannot go to church. But he goes with his wife to morning prayer on Wednesdays, and sometimes as he works, he listens to a Bible study on the radio or on his phone. And then there is Robert. Robert, who chose a profession that would allow him to have his weekends, who therefore goes to Sunday and takes notes during the sermon and loves Holy Communion. For each of these three people, who has kept the Sabbath? Which of them does the better job? The answer is simple. None of them have kept the Sabbath, and yet all of them have. None of them have kept the Sabbath day holy, because that's the job of Jesus, who keeps the holy day holy by bringing himself into it. And yet all of them have kept the day holy, because all of them have been touched by Jesus and his word in some way, just as he reached out and touched those infants that they brought to him, the mothers, wanting this holy man to touch their children. So does he touch each of these three people by working the word into their life. And so he does it for you. Why else do we baptize our children or go to Holy Communion except that the word of God is at work in baptism and the word of God is at work at Holy Communion? Both of those things are simply sermons and proclamations, preaching God's word to you and then touching you with it. Here is the holiness of the holy day. Yes, we even believe that preachers can speak God's words to you as well as grandfathers and mothers and teachers and hymn writers. We believe that sinners like me can preach God's word to you, because Jesus, after all, came to us covered in sin. And so why would he not still today come to you covered in sinners and speak clearly his promises? We gather on the first day of the week because it has seemed best to the church to do so. We are under no compulsion. But this is the day on which our holiness rose from the dead. And so he gathers sinners into his presence to bestow that holiness on them. And he even calls some of us into the public preaching of that word, just as he calls all of you into the private reading and preaching and singing and praying of it. By that day, by that word, not only is a day kept holy, but our whole life. What is the third commandment? What does this mean? And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.